From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 8 people were killed Tuesday, and more than a dozen others were injured when a man drove a rented truck onto a busy bike path in New York City. VOA's Tina Trun has the details.
Around 3 o'clock Eastern today, in Lower Manhattan, a driver veered from the West Side Highway into a bicycle lane heading southbound on the West Side Highway and struck cyclists and pedestrians who were on this pathway that runs alongside the West Side Highway. From what we know so far, 6 people died on the scene. 2 people were transported to a nearby hospital and were pronounced dead at the hospital.
James O'Neill, the police commissioner of the city of New York, had these details to add.
At Chambers Street, the truck collided with a school bus, injuring 2 adults and 2 children. After the collision, the driver of the truck, a 29-year-old male, exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. A uniformed police officer assigned to the 1st Precinct confronted the subject and shot him in the abdomen. The subject was wounded and transported to a local hospital.
Law enforcement officials, who refused to be identified, told media outlets the suspect was a 29-year-old immigrant from Uzbekistan named Saifullo Saipov, who entered the United States in 2010. Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city would not be intimidated, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a lone wolf attack and said there was no evidence to suggest it was part of a wider plot. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for more. This is VOA News.